This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, in You Learn Something New Every Day in This Job, something called shelter belts. Long rows of trees stretching for miles across the Great Plains, a relic of the Dust Bowl days back in the 1930s, and a term with which I was heretofore unfamiliar. Key to farming back then, but the economic realities of modern agriculture have put those shelter belts at risk. Carson Vaughn wrote about them for the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
Tell me what these shelter belt things are. As I said, I've never heard this term before.
Sure. Shelter belts are basically synonymous with a windbreak or a hedgerow. Basically, they're a line of trees that help prevent blowing dust and dirt on fields out here in the Great Plains.
And here we are now, 80 whatever it is years later. Those shelter belts are being cut down basically because the economics of farming have changed.
Yeah, that's right. Essentially, whether you have a good year for commodities or a bad year for commodities, farmers are finding justification to rip them out. So on a good year, like in 2012, when we had $8 bushel corn, we wanted to plant every acre we possibly could. So a lot of farmers tore out the trees to plant a little bit more corn or a little bit more soybeans. You have a bad year and a farmer looks at it and says, I need every dime I can muster. And so he tears out the trees again. Kind of works both ways. We're stuck in sort of a strange conundrum.
And these shelter belts, I mean, they are known and recognized. I mean, in your piece, there's a picture of a historical marker next to one. I mean, these are actual tangible things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when FDR in July 1934 signed the executive order for the Forest Service to get moving on this project, it was a huge deal. Ultimately, they planted 220 million trees on 18,000 miles of windbreaks. It was at that point the biggest technical job the Forest Service had ever undertaken. So this was no small matter, and it really it went a long way in helping farmers crawl back from the effects of the Dust Bowl.
One of the things that happens when you run a farm today is it's really capital intensive, right? It's not just getting the crops in the ground and getting, $8 a bushel for corn. It's you have to buy a combine for 100 and whatever it is, thousand, probably more than that. I don't know. I mean, it's capital intensive, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's a big, that's another factor here on why we're seeing these trees go away. You put in so much money purchasing these, massive combines that are very, very expensive, pieces of machinery are just much bigger than they used to be back in the day. And because of that, we need to make room for those machines to run. And that often requires, again, tearing out these old trees that once served a purpose and still do.
You talk to the farmers and they say what about having to rip out these trees? Does it kill them? Or are they like, I got to make money, man?
Well, I mean, it totally depends. I certainly don't want to generalize. Some farmers still have that conservation ethic, but a lot of them are simply looking at the bottom dollar and they're saying, even if I like these trees personally or have a sentimental attachment to it, they're not making me the money that, a few more acres of corn or soybeans would be.
Carson Vaughn, writing about shelter belts out in Omaha, Nebraska. Carson, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai.